Chapter 5. The paradise was a rectangular cinder block building, windowless and with only one visible door, set back from the highway in the center of a dirt parking lot. Only the two enormous cutouts of dice on the roof, visible as Doyle's truck topped the hill, implied that it was anything other than someone's old work shed. Rob spent the whole 10-minute ride jammed against the passenger door, as it seemed prudent not to press himself too closely against his new friend's wife. Now, as his tennis shoes hit the gravel, he heard banjo, fiddle, and guitar mingle in a swirling bluegrass spiral metered by enthusiastic clapping. This moment, just before entering a new music venue, always gave him goosebumps, and the fact that he couldn't immediately name the song sent extra adrenaline rushing through him. Maybe this band played songs he'd never heard before. Maybe, he couldn't help but hope, Tufa songs. Maybe even the song. Could carved in stone, as the man told him, have meant inside a concrete building? Cars and trucks formed an irregular circle around the place. The air smelled clean and fresh, helped by the wind's faint autumn bite. When he looked up, Rob saw a pinpoint ocean of stars, with the crescent moon waiting like a cup to catch any that fell its way. The moon had risen behind a distant, incredibly tall tree. "What kind of tree is that?" Rob asked, pointing.
"That's the widow's tree," Berkeley said.
"What does that mean?"
"Widows carve their husband's name on it. It helps them get over the loss."
"Really?"
"They say. Don't have any experience with it myself."
"And I'm glad to hear that," Doyle said. He indicated the full parking lot. "Looks like a good crowd."
"Rockhouse brings them out of the woodwork," Berkeley added,
forcing her gaze to the ground.